Welcome to another Tech Stack. We're going to be talking about all the Apple rumors leading up to the iPhone 17 event on September 9th. Welcome to another Tech Stack. I'm Jim McGregor, co-founder and principal analyst here at Tyrius Research, and I'm joined today by my esteemed colleagues, Mark Vina with Smart Tech Research, Dave Altavilla with Hot Tech, and Mark Gepetta with Hot Tech, two of the principal analysts here. So, I mean, we have a great staff here and happy to be joining you today. Now, gentlemen, you got to help me out here. I'm not a big Apple guy, but, you know, it seems like every year leading up to their events, and we're coming up on the iPhone 17 launch on September 9th, there's always a bunch of rumors. We had rumors from Bloomberg, and we had rumors from, a bunch of other sites saying that there was a code leak. Now, I'll read off the list for you really quick. And the first one was a new HomePod mini with an updated chip, a new Apple TV with an A17 Pro chip, the Apple Studio Display 2, the new iPhone mini with an A19 Pro chip, new low-cost iPad and A18 chip, Apple Vision Pro with the M5 chip, Apple Watch 11, Apple Watch Ultra 3, and Apple Watch SE 3. And from Bloomberg, as if those weren't enough, there's a new ring-like security camera coming this year, an iPhone-style mini or iPad-style smart home hub coming in mid-2026, and a tabletop robot companion coming in 2027. Mark, help us out. You know, is any of this real?
Oh, I think some of it's real. Anytime you have a product identifier show up in code, which is the way much of this got released or unveiled, so to speak, I mean, you can bet your bottom dollar that there's a pretty good chance that the majority of this stuff is real, at least the first batch that you listed. What always kind of boggles my imagination is Apple is such a huge company. It's hard to for them to hide a lot of new products. It's not like the old days where they had one or two products coming out maybe once a year, and they could do a pretty good job of keeping the wraps under that stuff. But it's hard to do that today because your supply chains are so big and so huge with so many different players. Sometimes things get leaked and they can't control that. But this stuff was revealed based on code. The question I have, of course, is, you know, was this deliberate or not? I wouldn't put it past Apple. And a lot of companies do that from time to time. They'll leak things to build up some PR momentum, that kind of thing. When I look at the list, there was nothing that really jumped out at me. A new HomePod with a display. Now, that is not, they're just saying a HomePod's coming out. That could just be another HomePod mini speaker and not have a display on it. If it does come out with a display, that would be a brand new category that would compete pretty strongly with what Apple does with Alexa-style units. There's a new chip with the iPad mini, which could be interesting since that's not out yet. And that will, I think, for those of us who are really geeks and dive deep into that. But there was nothing really listed that really shocked me. The only thing I would conclude with is that the Vision Pro. The Vision Pro, there's been lots of rumors that the Vision Pro, Apple might be walking away from that category because the sales have not been spectacular. You know, go figure, it's a $3,500 product. But the fact that the rumor appears that they'll be equipping it with an M5, if that rumor is to be true, you know, would underscore Apple's commitment to the category. And I'll just leave it one thing. The one thing I haven't seen on the list, which kind of disappoints me because it is a killer over-the-ears headphone, I don't see a new version of the AirPod Maxes, which kind of shocks me because that product is really, really long in the tooth. But I'll end it there and get other folks to opine on this.
Dave, what do you think? You know, should we believe this entire list? And if there's anything that's real, what excites you?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think the believability of the list is certainly there, just because, as Mark pointed out, it's a product identifier leaks. Whether or not Apple was intentional about it, I tend to think they probably weren't. I think because of the breadth of product, maybe they did have one too many touch points out there in the ecosystem, right? That caused them to have a leak from one of their, you know, whether it's supply chain, manufacturing, you know, what have you. It got out in a code base. You know, as Marco, I think, is going to speak to the Linux side of this. I know he follows that a little bit closer than I do. But at any rate, you know, for me, what's interesting is the breadth of products. It's whether or not it's going to come in the near future, or are, you know, we're going to see these all on September 9th. Or is it, you know, is this a preview of things to come for future Apple releases, not just what's happening next month? And so, you know, it's fascinating. I'm tracking the silicon. I want to know what the A19 Pro is all about. I think that for me, that's the big, you know, key in. It's built on TSMC and key, at least that's the rumor. Not the 2-nanometer node where we expect most of the big GPU guys to be building out of the TSMC. But it's an optimized N3 process. So I think that's what's going to be interesting to watch. We look at what the previous gen, iPhone 16 Pro, was powered by and how it competes versus like Snapdragon 8 Elite and its first, you know, Qualcomm's first generation with
Cairo cores. It's actually trails pretty substantially Apple. I should say Apple trails Qualcomm pretty substantially in multi-threaded performance, 25% or so. Single-thread performance, Apple still has the edge by about 10%. So the silicon wars are what's going to be interesting to me. That's what I'm tracking. And I think there's a lot to unpack, including Apple AI, but I'll let somebody else dig in on what they think about this release as well.
Dave, spoken like a true technologist. Thank you for that deep dive on the silicon. Marco.
Yeah.
You're in the same camp as I am, you know, PC guy and everything else and everything Android, everything Windows. You know, first off, do you believe in this leak? And second, you know, if all these products are true, and let's face it, some of them may not be, they may be future products that were just included in the code, if that was the case. Which ones do you think are going to be the most competitive with the other products we see on the market from, you know, Amazon and everyone else?
Yeah, so I think all of the initial list that the hardware identifiers leaked via Apple's own code base, those are basically confirmed at this point. Like we often see in Linux kernel updates, future specs and features for unreleased GPUs, and you know it's not intentional. I don't think Apple intentionally did this. It would be really uncharacteristic of the company to leak this much. Perhaps they leak a feature of a particular device here and there to get people buzzing, but there's no way they wanted this whole list out there. So yeah, I think it's real. The thing that nothing particularly excites me, it looks like a lot of iteration on the main list. I'm a huge media guy, so like I'd be interested to understand why there's a more powerful chip inside the new Apple TV. Lots of folks think, oh, you know, it's a new generation product, let's throw a new processor in there. But it's not really the processor cores that handle a device like that mostly. The cores are for the OS, and the media engine that does all the transcoding is sort of the important part for getting that image on your TV. And, you know, device like the NVIDIA Shield TV that was released in 2015, many people still revere it as one of the best streamers, and that chip's 10 years old. So there's probably some new functionality in there. It's most likely AI related. If I were to guess, they're going to turn the Apple TV perhaps into an AI assistant / streaming device, but we'll see. I'm totally speculating there. The rumor about the M5 chip in the Vision Pro is also interesting because initially you would think that doesn't make sense. You're not going to throw the most powerful leading edge processor in a small head mounted device that, you know, requires, you know, battery to operate well. But I was thinking a little further about it. Perhaps the M5 is not going to be just about a performance upgrade. Maybe it's a huge efficiency upgrade and Apple will be able to use that chip to boost battery life across, you know, their entire product range that will use the M5. See, I'm not particularly excited. The Bloomberg rumors are the more interesting. You know, a tabletop robot sounds pretty interesting. And an iPad-style HomePod, you know, that would compete with Amazon's, you know, Alexa devices that have a screen. I could see Apple wanting to get into that, but they have to get their AI game fixed before they do that, right? They're basically, I'm not going to say they're universally panned in terms of their AI efforts to date, but they're clearly not doing particularly well, and that needs to be fixed before they try to enter that space.
You know, that's a great point here is, you know, pretty much everything has to have AI integrated into it. And if Apple's behind on AI, are these really going to be impactful releases? I mean, Mark, what do you think? I mean, is this really just a revision, or is this going to be a major leap with these products? And let's face it, it's not just this. We also have the iPhone 17.
Well, I think what Marco just said is absolutely clear. I mean, Apple, the perception is, they would argue maybe the truth is we're being a little bit harsh, that they have been behind the AI ball game, in the AI ball game. I mean, let's fa face it, there's a number of things they announced last year that, or the last WWDC last year, they didn't fulfill in 2025. So they've had some struggles with there. I would take a little bit of push back a little bit on, we're going to hold off on getting into the HomePod category with the screen because our AI game is not there yet. Well, first of all, they've got to believe that they're going to be delivering a lot more substantial progress later this year, especially when the new releases of iPadOS 26 and iOS 26 come out, which should be out in the September timeframe. They generally time that right after they announce the new phones. And I've been playing with the betas, and they've actually made some decent progress. So I think there'll be some substance there. But I think, you know, I think they realize that there's a perception, at least with many consumers, that AI has not been their a strong suit so far. I'm saying it diplomatically. But they've, as we all know, we've discussed this all offline as a team. The reality is that they really have, you know, made it the number one mission to get back into the swing of things. I mean, they've reorganized the company. They, you know, unlike a lot of other companies, which would, you know, let's announce more AI stuff and not execute on it. Apple's one of those companies that they realized that they did make a mistake. I mean, in fact, if you recall WWDC from a couple of months ago, they literally apologized. I mean, as much as Apple can apologize for anything, but I think they realize that the industry really is, you know, got their bullseye on them, and they have to execute the things they've already previously announced. So that's, you know, that's my kind of my perspective on the whole AI topic with Apple.
Guys, Dave, Marco, you have any input on that from an AI perspective?
Yeah, you know, I think it's something to watch for sure. And what actually sticks out for me in this, when you look at the breadth of devices, tabletop robot, the HomePod, there's various devices in this leak roundup that incorporate AI. So if you think about that from a, you know, just general inertia or, you know, sort of skin in the game, if you will, that Apple is probably at this point feeling confident enough to release products that are primarily anchored in AI. And I don't think, you know, I think Mark was being a little diplomatic. I think they've been universally panned for not having their AI game, you know, in place and executing, you know, competitive at least with, for example, you know, folks like Samsung. And so I think this launch could very well mark Apple's return and the actual sort of embodiment of Apple intelligence finally. And I think, you know, again, if you just look at the number of products that should be well suited and tuned with AI, then you would think that perhaps they think they've got their game together. So we'll see.
Marco, let's kind of put this in perspective. I mean, we have, and quite honestly, it's kind of funny because three of us kind of homed in on those Bloomberg rumors, which were farther out. But I mean, we have over a dozen devices here, and let's face it, this event is focused on i17, and it's not uncommon to put hooks in software for future products. So, Marco, what do you think? You know, maybe 25% of the products actually get announced? What do you think?
At the September 9th event, I'm thinking none of these get announced.
Ha
Maybe, maybe the Apple TV or a HomePod, but I think there's so many, I'm not going to say innovations, but lots of cool things coming, if the rumors are true, with the iPhone 17, that Apple's got plenty to talk about. You know, if an iPhone 17 Air comes and the rumors are true about the silicon carbide battery being ultra thin, that's going to be really interesting, because then they have to talk about the chassis and rigidity, and is a really super thin iPhone going to bend? You know, there's also rumors about a completely redesigned antenna system in the iPhone 17 that's going to wrap around the camera module and not around the edges. So no more, oh, you're holding it wrong moments with an iPhone, if that's the case. But there's so much happening with iOS, with potential iPhone 17 rumors. I wouldn't be surprised if September 9th was all iPhone and none of this is announced that soon. But again, it will, all of the hardware identifier products are going to get announced at some point, unless they're scrapped internally. The other ones that are further out, I don't know, probably not on the timeline suggested by Bloomberg.
Maybe this was a rope-a-dope. Maybe they were just playing us and saying, you know, look over here. We really have other cool stuff we want to talk about. Does it not amaze anybody that there's not the, you know, the iPods or anything else on this list? You know, we would expect with the iPhone 17 release.
All right, yeah. AirPods, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, the AirPods, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's cool. Yeah.
So,
Mark, yeah. I'm sorry. What were you going to, you gonna chime in there, Mark?
Yeah, I was basically just going to say something about, I'm kind of surprised on some of the things that were not on the list. like I talked about the AirPod Maxes, that to me, that's kind of like low hanging fruit. I mean, the AirPod Maxes have gotten great reviews, but it's still a high price. They really haven't made any major feature changes to it. It's still very bulky. I have a set and I never take them on the airplane because they're just too big, you know, and the carrying case that you have to get for them, because you can't fold them in half, just make them impossible to travel with. But one product category that I'm surprised that, you know, there's been some kind of sort of rumors about it, that is a big category from a marketing size standpoint, from a market size standpoint, is the Ring category. Not to be confused with a Ring doorbell, but a physical Ring, like I think it's Oura makes the a very popular one. Samsung has got one that they've that's tied to the Samsung ecosystem. But I'm surprised that they haven't I haven't seen any rumors built around that, because that could be a very, very big, high volume category.
Yeah.
And it would fit very well into their whole mobile kind of like product launch, you know, with the AirPods and everything else. So yeah, it does. I would agree with you. That does surprise me that we're not seeing maybe those health monitoring devices like the Oura Ring and stuff like that. Yeah. So as if the list wasn't big enough, we're adding to it now.
Yeah. So what's interesting to me, and Marco alluded to this earlier, I want to talk two quick things. The Ring-like device, that's interesting. And another thing that Marco alluded to the Ring-like device is interesting to me because Apple hasn't really, you know, gotten into that technology all that much. They could absolutely break out with some AI features. You know, you're talking machine vision, you know, identification, classification, advanced features that could really break out in the category perhaps. And so that's an interesting product for me. And then the other thing that Marco mentioned earlier was the battery technology for devices like the iPhone 17 Air, allegedly, that's been rumored, super thin iPhones, right? silicon carbide anode battery technology has officially taken off in China. There's lots of Chinese manufacturers like OnePlus, for example. The OnePlus 13 has this higher density battery technology now. And, you know, that I can see Apple integrating into its product stack as well. And it makes sense for an ultra thin iPhone. You need a thinner battery, but with the same amount of energy capacity or better to maintain that battery life. So yeah, fascinating stuff. I hope Apple actually can execute and we'll see what happens.
Marco, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with Mark and Dave. I think a Ring or a some sort of new wearable would be interesting. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say should the next Vision Pro rumor be true? I think Apple's on the wrong track. I'm the biggest nerd in the world, and if I see somebody out in public with a head-mounted display, I look at them and go, wow, even bigger nerd than me, right? I think going augmented reality with glasses, something much sleeker, much less obtrusive and obvious, would be a better path for Apple to follow. So perhaps, you know, coming out with something that competes with the Meta Ray-Bans or something like that, but you know, with Apple's flair, might be more interesting than another head-mounted display.
You know, I agree with you, and I look forward to all the videos of people with augmented reality or virtual reality headsets walking into walls and walking into fountains and everything else. You know, just like we've seen while they're watching their phone. It's going to be entertaining. So, I mean, we have a lot more entertaining coming. Well, with that, I want to wrap this. Welcome to the summer drama, Apple, to be or not to be. We'll have to wait and see. So, gentlemen, thank you for joining us. And for everyone watching, please like and subscribe. And please look for us on the other channels, including not just our YouTube channel, but also SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere else we can see to post this.